seriously, this guy's awesome. Everybody give him a pat on the head.
He's a very funny friend of mine. His name's Patrick Ryan. Bring him to the stage, Patrick Ryan.
Happy fucking New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to the Patrick Ryan Show. I am your host, Patrick Ryan.
I am your co-host, Dennis Cheney. We're doing it right. We're doing it professional. We're doing it 2015.
I like how you dropped the sound effects there.
Thank you. We got sound effects this year? Wowza! We're going full soundboard. I have pre-recorded my voice as all the sounds.
Well, I mean, we don't have a big budget, so I mean, we could afford the soundboard, but then when it came to the actual sounds, we ran into a budgeting problem, and...
That's correct.
So you recorded all the sounds for the soundboard.
The budgeting problem was there is no soundboard. We can't afford it.
It's just Dennis making noise. I mean, we're going to be honest. We're going to level with you right now.
Hey, I'm Christopher Walken over here.
Oh, please never do that again.
That was a joke.
Please never do that again. Ever. Anywhere.
You know what, 2015...
Like, not even alone. You should never do that even by yourself.
I primarily do that alone.
That's why you're depressed all the time, Dennis.
Walking around the house. Hey! I'm Tony Costanza over here. Who's Tony Costanza? Who the fuck is Tony Costanza?
I recognize the name, but now I'm blanking on who it is. God damn it, Dennis.
Who is Tony Costanza? I need to know right now. Is that a real person?
I don't think it's a real person. I think it was a fictional character.
Who's the boss guy?
No.
Who the fuck is Tony Costanza?
That might have been the who's the boss guy.
Wait, Costanza is a
that guy's
Seinfeld
name was
thing.
Yeah.
But who is Tony Costanza?
It wasn't Tony. It was, what's his name? Costanza.
George Costanza.
Yeah, it was George Costanza.
Is there a Tony Costanza?
I don't know. Did he have a cousin from fucking New Jersey?
Was his dad named Tony?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we solved the mystery of Tony Costanza.
I mean, I'm glad we worked that out.
What was the name of the Who's the Boss guy? Tony... He was famous. He was one of the biggest famous people in the world. And his name was Tony...
Danson. No, it wasn't. That was...
It's Tony Danson.
That's not right.
We're gonna Google Tony Danson.
That's not a right person. Danson's somebody. That's a different first name.
No, it's Tony Danson.
That's the guy. Fucking, I'm not gonna.
Tony Danza.
That was Tony Danza.
He still looks like himself.
Well, that's good.
Tony Danza, man. Who is the boss? The answer is.
Did they ever resolve that in the chat?
I think it was a community thing. Abed says it is the mom, I believe. The redhead.
She was blonde.
The girlfriend was blonde. The mom was a redhead.
The lady he worked for was blonde.
Yeah, I'm talking about the old lady was redhead.
And I apparently do not remember this show well enough.
You should have watched more Who's the Boss. Remember Coach?
I did watch a lot of Coach.
I watched a ton of Coach. And I, to this day, can't tell you a single Coach thing. I don't remember his name. I don't remember any characters.
Dauber. I remember Dauber.
Seen every Coach episode.
I remember Dauber.
I can't tell you anything about Coach.
I can tell you. You don't remember Dauber?
Was he a coach?
No, yeah, he was one of the assistant coaches. He was the big dumb one.
What did Coach coach?
He was a football coach.
For what? Notre Dame?
College.
Notre Dame.
I think it was Notre Dame.
Was he successful?
I think so.
Tell me more about Coach.
That's all I know.
Nobody knows anything about Coach. Can you remember a single Coach episode? Remember Martin? Did you watch Martin?
Martin!
Martin! These all were on at the same channel, around the same time period, around the same...
My favorite character was Shanae.
Which was Martin.
It was Martin.
And because my last name is Cheney, spelled with a C-H and an A, I got Shanae throughout my childhood.
That's a weird...
Shanae was hilarious.
That's a weird association people made for you, though.
Yeah. Well, it's because, you know, people are dumb. Kids are mean.
That's true.
They make you turn into me.
That's true.
You know what happens when you take an innocent young child and expose them to other children? They become us, Pat.
That is what happened, apparently. That was a weird...
Fucking children. And did you ever tell your parents who you're becoming? Do you remember just becoming yourself on the inside? Just slowly your heart becoming a coal... blackness, and then you don't tell them. You just keep pretending
like
you're normal.
The first time I got an erection.
Do you remember the first time you jacked off, Tom?
I mean, I remember the period of time.
I remember the very first time.
I got told about it, basically. I remember a friend of mine.
You got told by who?
A friend of mine.
Who witnessed it?
No, he didn't, witness it, but he, I don't know, kind of explained it and put the whole porn perspective on it. And,
oh.
Well, for the naked pictures, basically.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It was so hard to do porn in 2002.
It was. There was a lot of looking up naked pictures because you couldn't stream video on a fucking 28K modem or 56K modem.
His pictures.
But you could stream pictures, and then but it took forever to fucking load. I feel like we've talked about this, haven't we?
I think everyone's talked about this.
That was a fucking remark we got about the show, is that...
Wait, by who? Who matter. Remarked?
It doesn't matter.
Who remarked?
I'll leave her nameless. Okay. that we go back over shit too much.
I'm aware of this remark by said person.
Were you here when it was said?
I think I heard a similar remark.
From her?
Yes.
Did she say it to you too? She's like telling everybody.
Hey, who guys. Is everybody?
No, I just mean us, mainly. I mean, she might be telling other people. I don't know how she talks about me when
Have you heard my friend Pat's podcast? He goes over things way too often. Don't bother.
You should, listen to the first few, but stop after that because they're just going to repeat it.
I feel like repeating things is the bread and butter of my...
Well, see, I enjoy it, and it's I argued it with it. Usually we...
I think there's good repeating and bad repeating.
Well, I argue that usually we're repeating with somebody new. We're telling somebody new about something that's happened or whatever, and we're getting somebody else's opinion and perspective or reaction to it.
To said person's credit, I believe there's been at least three times where we've gone into long 15-20-minute conversations, and we didn't realize, but in previous episodes...
We'd already had that conversation.
When I'm re-listening to the show, I'm like, whoa, this sounds really familiar.
But we'd had it with somebody different.
Correct.
So it was slightly a different conversation, but it was the same conversation.
So we are up on things. It's kind of like hanging out with two old guys at a cigar shop. You know, we're going to tell you the story about the scarf, you know.
Well, everybody's usually kind of fucked up. I mean, there's that.
That is true.
We've been drinking a little bit.
I'm fucked up. Look at you switching to water during the show.
No, that's because I get fucking dehydrated really easy.
Look how responsible you are.
No, it's really because I will feel like shit.
You're looking jacked, Pat.
That's exactly why I have to drink shit tons of water.
We need to change your picture on the show thing.
That does need to happen.
We need to show you with your shirt off
I don't know about that. I don't even think it has to have my face. Every time I watch it on iTunes, I'm like, this is weird that my face is on this.
Don't go with just the label.
Well, not the label. I don't know.
Go with your pecs.
Maybe...
Just your pecs.
Why is it... No.
Okay, my dick...
I think... I don't know. Larry does all sorts of crazy artwork for every episode.
He should make something crazy.
At this point, there's enough content. There should be a hamburger in there somewhere.
Yeah, it should be a big crazy photo. You see at, a family restaurant. All this crazy shit going on.
I guess this is me formally...
We should just start communicating with Larry purely through the show.
He's going to listen to this, so he's going to hear.
We should just read our credit card numbers off so he can PayPal us, during the show.
That's definitely... we'll do that towards the end. Plugs. We'll do that in the plug section.
4894...
Slow down, buddy. Save it for the plugs. That's what we should do. Larry, you should make that happen. This moment's for you, Larry.
You know what I would love to bring in 2015? Collins.
Not Groundhog Day. It doesn't look like we're fucking doing that. We really dropped the ball on that.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Really got out of hand.
We're
sorry.
We really didn't make any moves on that at all.
We kind of start things and don't finish them, and it's kind of a personal flaw of me.
Yeah, we're going to put this all on you. I'm going to blame you.
Let's blame me. It was my idea. I kept pushing it. I kept bringing it up.
It makes me feel better to blame you.
It makes me feel better to blame me. At least we know where it stands.
I like the way you think, Dennis.
You know what, 2016, buddy?
Groundhog Day. We're gonna take that shit over.
You know, no, we're going nuts. Tomorrow, we're starting on fucking Groundhog Day 2016. I don't care if I have to get arrested outside the mayor's office in a groundhog costume throwing dirt in the doorway.
I just want that to happen and I want to tape it.
Viral video, 60 views.
That's what viral means, right?
Yeah, our show.
Anything over 20.
Our show is viral.
Like, if there more people watch it that would fit in a normal third grade classroom, that means viral.
It's fake. You bought those views from India. The normal amount of views that any person gets on YouTube is 70. That's the most views that are possible on YouTube.
How much research have you done on this, Dennis?
Extensive. You get 70 fucking views on YouTube, and everyone else who gets more bought them from India.
Can you buy them? Is that an option?
That is a real thing, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
How the fuck does that work?
There's a few ways. One, you can pay YouTube to basically make your video a video before other videos, like an advertisement that's more video. One time, I was in the sketch group, and actually we had pretty good views. We got like 3,000 or 4,000 views like a video. Like, we actually had some watchers.
Yeah.
But one time, YouTube went down, just happened to go down. Like, the hour that he was uploading a video, and they were like, "We're sorry, here's $100 of free advertising." And we chose that option, and this video had like 15,000 views.
Damn.
I know. Like, also, there are literally just sites where you can be like, "I want 1 million views," and you just, like, pay them. But, I mean, come on. Like, you gotta, like, you know who's doing that. It's like high school kids, right?
Is it?
No real person will ever become famous like that, because no real people are watching your videos. It's fucking like a guy in India, like, click, 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 click. No one's gonna, you know, unless you spend so much, such an outrageous amount of money, and you get so many millions of views, it becomes like a news story. Nobody in real life's gonna realize. You know what I mean? Like you can't just pay somebody to watch it 1,000 times a night. Now you're famous. Like, no, you're not famous. Nobody saw it.
But
nobody knows who you are.
But it's a lot of bragging rights, right?
Yeah, but people would start to wonder after a while, don't you think? Why do you have all these views? And the better way would just be to do advertising, like TV does.
Look, I'm just looking for easy self-esteem, really.
I'm looking for easy. Dude, kids are, like, doing this thing where they're putting, they're, like, asking people to prom, and they're, like, doing it all over Instagram, butt-chugging, they're doing alcohol up their ass. Me and my buddy Jason wrote a rap song about that. We're going to have that online pretty fast.
Or when are we going to try that?
Butt-chugging?
Yeah.
I'm butt-chugging right now, buddy. I'm butt-chug-a-lugging. Chug-a-lugging along.
That's what that weird wrinkle is in the back of your shirt. You just got a tube going back there?
That's why there's a big circular pattern. That's the end of the funnel.
Slow drip?
Yeah, slow drip. Drip, drip into the rectum.
Gotta be responsible.
Goes directly
about
in my bloodstream.
Gotta be responsible about it. That's practical.
Women put alcohol. They soak their tampons in vodka and they wear it inside themselves.
Oh, that'd be great to be a woman.
Alcoholics do that at work. Women.
Really?
Women. That's a real thing. Alcoholics. Now, a guy alcoholic has to go get drunk at Applebee's. But a woman alcoholic can just go to the bathroom, put in the vodka tampon, she's good to go. No one's going to smell it.
That's the magic of vodka.
No one's going to ask about it. And we're talking about people who are so far gone that you actually act more normal while you're drunk. So the guy is acting normal now because he went to Applebee's, and the girl is acting normal now. But the disadvantage is that the guy has it on his breath, he spent a ton of money, the girl's just injecting it straight into the labia.
She's mainlining through the labia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the vaginal walls.
How the fuck did we end up here? Oh, yeah, butt chugging.
If these vaginal walls could talk. I watched that when I was a kid, and it was gross. Cher died on a kitchen table from a fucking back alley abortion, and I'll never forget it. It scarred me to death. Thanks a lot, HBO.
What are you talking about?
In the 90s, when I was a kid, and we just got HBO.
What's it called?
If These Walls Could Talk. It's about three women had abortions, and Cher gets a fucking abortion, coat hanger abortion, on the kitchen table, and dies. And it's disgusting. I'm pretty sure that happened.
Who's doing coat hanger abortions?
It was throughout history.
What, was this like a period piece in like the 1920s?
One of them was. One of them was.
With Cher?
Yeah.
And that hair?
I'm pretty sure. I think I remember.
How did they play that into it?
It was just like,
did she wear the onesie?
Stories. Then, you know, the flower dress or whatever. This is what I remember. I remember her in a flowery dress, and she's on the kitchen table, and there's blood everywhere. It might have not been Cher, but I think Cher was in it. Also, if you believe in life after love was big at the time. So maybe I just...
I believe in love after love.
I believe in love after love.
No, it was a Cher song that... Do you believe in love?
Life after love.
That's not how the song goes.
Oh my God, are you serious?
It's love after love, isn't
it's
it?
It's life after love.
Is it?
Do you believe in life after love?
It's love after love, isn't it?
Why? What is that? That doesn't even make sense. Why would you
say
that?
Yeah, like another love. Like you're going to fall in love again. Like don't worry about this one because you'll get it again.
No.
Like that's... She's singing about Sonny Bono.
No, she's not. Oh my God, she left Sonny Bono. Or he cheated on her. I don't remember. Oh my God, dude. It's life after love.
Are you sure?
I am 1,000,000% sure.
Do you have the album in your fucking iTunes library?
It's life after love. It's like life after death. She's saying, do you believe in life after love? Like, do you believe in life after death? Do you believe in life after love?
My way makes sense to, like, you believe in another love after this love.
But it's not a very good song. It's not a very good line.
Well, she's the chair.
It's life after love.
Is it? I mean, I believe you. I've been living a lie for a while now, Dennis, and I'm just coming to grips with that right now.
You have been living a huge lie.
So many times I've sung this song. Oh, please don't play it.
Well, we're going to talk over it.
No, still don't play it.
Oh, you're talking about copyrights?
Yeah, doesn't it have a title?
Yeah, the song has a title. It's, let me check here. It's called, Believe.
Oh.
Let me read the lyrics to you.
Could you read the lyrics to me?
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside, and I can't break through, there's no talking to you. It's so sad you're leaving, it takes time to believe it, but after all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe in life after love?
Let me see.
I can feel something inside me saying...
I've been living a lie. I'm sorry. Sorry.
You believe in love after love.
Listeners have been...
You should never write a song, Patrick. You'd be like, oh, baby. You're my baby.
I could write a Justin Bieber song.
If you want. Huh? I'm sorry for saying you shouldn't write a song. You should write songs.
I don't want to write songs.
Do you believe in love after love? I cannot believe that. That's hilarious.
Well, that's what I heard.
I wish I could download your brain. I wish you could do the same for me.
Ugh.
Let's switch bodies for a day. Wouldn't that, you know what would be funny? Would be like a movie, like a Freaky Friday where you switch bodies. But like, so I'm in someone else's body and I'm like, this is awesome! And then I gotta take a shit. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm taking it, oh god, gross, I'm taking a shit, no. And that just wrecks the whole thing.
See, I feel like that would wreck the whole thing.
Yeah, I feel like what would wreck the whole thing is just the fact of it. You wouldn't wake up and be like, oh, I have a different body. You would lose your mind. You would be in a mental hospital. Like, you wouldn't be like, oh no, this is crazy, I guess I'm Patrick for the day. You'd lose your mind. Your body's all you know.
Might be easy, you just get up and... play PlayStation or something.
No, but it's not about how you spend your day. That's the problem. It's about the fact that you're an utterly different person. You would lose your mind. You'd have questions. You wouldn't be like, it must have been that wish we made.
Well, that's the thing. It'd feel different, too.
Yeah, you would wake up and you'd be like, oh, no. And then you would look in the mirror and you wouldn't be like, oh, this is when we peed in the same fountain. You'd be like, I'm a fucking crazy person. I've completely been living a lie. I've been Patrick this whole time. I'm out of my mind. I don't know what to do. You would, like, break down. Like, an ambulance would have to come and get you.
Yeah, it wouldn't work out well. It wouldn't work out well at all.
I wouldn't be like, I gotta find my body so we can go, whoa! We'd both be in the same mental hospital.
Well, I'd be calling you, like...
And it has nothing to do with who we are or our bodies. It would just be insane to wake up as a different person. You wouldn't handle it. Your brain wouldn't handle it. You wouldn't just... be okay with that, or even be able to comprehend that. You'd die. You'd just freak out.
Probably.
I mean, what would you do if you fell asleep tonight and you woke up in my house and you looked in the mirror and it was me?
I would call me.
You would lose your mind.
I would pick up the phone as you and call me and be like, Patrick?
Would you say Patrick or would you say Dennis?
I would say Patrick to see how you responded.
And what if I said, yeah. Oh, you know what, dude? This is it. If we ever switch bodies,
I'm going to play it off like I've always been you. I'm going to drive you crazy.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm going to do
that. That's terrible.
I'm going to be like, yes. And you'll be like, did we switch bodies? And I'll be like, what are you talking about, Dennis? And you'll be like, I woke up and I'm you. Remember, we made that wish last night. And I'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about, Dennis?
I will never make that wish with you.
I wouldn't do that.
I won't set up this Freaky Friday situation.
Can we try to Freaky Friday?
No!
Okay. I won't do that. I promise not to do that. We can meet together and go, whoa, and then we can run around and have fun. Can we Freaky Friday?
No, because I don't remember how the movie's done, so I don't remember.
We can do all the stuff.
How do we switch back?
Well, we can. It ends at midnight. Because the wish is, I wish I could be you for one day.
Oh, is that what it is?
I wish I could have your life for one day. That's the wish. So we gotta pee and cross streams like in that one movie, and then we gotta.
Are you gonna wash my balls?
I guess I have to, unless I want my balls to stink for the day.
I mean, I would appreciate it while you got them if you'd wash them.
It'd be hilarious if I like made you fat in like a day. You like hate me forever.
You spent all my money on pizza and fucking Chinese takeout and just ate
somehow.
All
I just made you fat today. It doesn't even make any scientific sense.
I'm just bloated. I ate 5 pizzas.
Oh, we got a Freaky Friday.
The cheese is compacted at this point. Like, I don't even know what to do with it.
Stuck in there.
Like, and then we switch back, and I'm just left with all that. Like, I've got to deal with the remnants of that.
Yeah, you got to deal with what I did to you.
Yeah, that's a whole other violation for me and my therapist to talk about.
Also, at, like, 11:57, as midnight is coming, I would just take a bunch of sandpaper and just rub it on my dick and be like, ah, this hurts for 3 minutes, but it'll hurt for a month for him. And I'll just give you sandpaper.
I'm going to remember that because I'm going to do so many horrible things to you.
I'd take good care of you, buddy. I don't believe you.
You
know what I would do is I would wake up and I'd stay in the house because I don't want you to get hit by a car or anything. And I would just drink water and eat some food. I'd keep you nice and safe. Do some yoga.
Very good. Nothing too crazy.
I won't do anything too crazy.
So when are we going to do this? You know, next Friday? Because it has to be on Friday, right? It
has to be on Friday.
I think that is how the rules work.
We can do it this Friday.
I'm busy this Friday.
I got a thing, yeah.
I got a thing. I can't switch buddies this Friday.
But it makes it even better. I can go to your thing. And you can be there with me and you can tell me what to say. Is it a thing that requires expertise?
Oh, no. If I'm going to be you for a day, I'm going and doing dentist stuff for a day.
Dentist stuff for a day?
Dentist stuff for a day.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
I'm going to go deal with crazy people and run around to 5 different things. It'll be fun. I'll know what it's like to have people like me. It'll be crazy.
People do like you.
No, they don't.
People actually don't like me. This is actually the secret.
That's the thing.
People are open and honest with you, and they're not that. And then you're like, they're not that nice to me. It's like, that's how most people are to each other. Then people are nice to me because they secretly don't like me. And they're being polite. Are you more polite to a stranger or to someone you know?
That's true. To somebody I know and like, yeah.
That's the secret.
That's true. Nobody likes you, Dennis. Nobody fucking likes you.
If your friend gave you $5, would you really try to pay it back?
Well, did he give it to me or did he loan it to me?
He's just like, here, take this money.
Oh, well, that's just giving it to me. Okay. Why would I pay him back?
Now, if a stranger gave you $5, would you... But it was someone you see a lot. Like your trash man.
Once again, are they giving it to me or are they loaning it to me?
Giving it to you.
Why would I pay them back for that, then?
This is the nice thing to do.
You don't pay back things that people give you. I mean, you might give them something.
Oh, that's true.
But it's not paying them back. That's just you doing something nice for them because they did something nice for you, anyway, then.
The point stands. You think no one likes you and everyone likes me, but it's exactly the opposite.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's true. And I have the psychological theory to prove it.
Fair enough. I'm not even going to argue with that. So, I don't know. It's 2015 now. How is your fucking... Christmas and New Year's, Dennis.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas is excellent. I got a juicer. For real.
Did you really?
I really do.
Making jokes come reality.
I know. That's probably why I got it.
That is probably why.
He talks a lot about that juicer.
Did Jen get it for you?
No, it's my mom. And then Jen got me a coat.
That's just your mom trying to take care of you. What?
Jen got me a coat.
Nice.
And then, That's pretty much it. That's pretty much what I got.
The rest was like, someone got me socks, someone else got me a book. Those were the two big things.
Nice.
My mom got me a coat and a juicer, and Jen got me a coat.
Nice. Very nice.
You asshole. You got a fucking PS4.
I did get a PS4.
And a leather chair.
And a nice chair, which was very nice. Girlfriend really fucking swung for the fences and fucking knocked it out of the park. She did a great job.
That's awesome. It's a nice chair.
I gave her the ass. I did.
Gave her the ass.
And I gave her the ass.
You want a piece of this? You gotta give me some bling bling.
No, I mean, I gave her my asshole. Like, no, after that, I was just like, yeah, you can go ahead and take the crown.
You can go ahead and put on the strap on.
Go at it. I mean, yeah.
You know in Japan, what? It's like a practical joke to put your finger in someone's butthole through their clothes.
Wait, that's not a practical joke?
There's a word for it. You'd get arrested.
Checking the oil?
Checking the oil. No, I mean like another dude. Like you'd be like,
yeah.
You'd be at work getting coffee and then like somebody puts their fucking finger up your asshole through your clothes.
Well, I think I found my sexual molestation story from my childhood.
Really?
I mean, yes.
I was in Japan. I was 6 years old. I was working a hukamaki at the time. Fucking Kyo puts his finger up my asshole.
And everybody laughed and laughed.
And really, we were at daycare.
I mean, yeah.
That's right, too.
I don't know how you know all that, but yeah.
That's a tweet I did one time and I deleted it.
Yeah?
I said, I was cast as scared young molested boy. No, I was scared. I was cast as crying victim number 3 in my 3rd grade play. Either that or I was molested. And I got so worried about it, I deleted it.
I would have kept it.
Then another one time that was like, hey, you know that black box that they put in planes that's indestructible? Why don't they make the whole Twin Towers out of that?
Well, somebody else has made a joke about why don't they make the whole plane out of
that. That's the joke.
I know.
That's the joke, because you think I'm going to say the plane. I said the Twin Towers.
But somebody else has made that joke.
It was me.
No.
It was me.
No, about the black box that you make the whole plane out of.
Yes, that's why the Twin Towers... That's the whole point of the Twin Towers joke.
Is that you make it seem like you're going to steal somebody else's joke.
You think? No, it's because it's one of those things people say like they're clever. And they say that it's one of those clever things. It's not a joke. It's one of those clever things. So you think I'm trying to be clever and you think I'm saying something you've heard a million times. Then they say, I don't think it's that funny. But those are the two tweets I've ever deleted. It's not as funny as
those are the only two you've ever deleted?
I delete every other tweet, dude. I'm so insensitive. I'm so sensitive.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I delete so many tweets.
Oh, I delete them right away.
Yeah. Well, not right away. I give them time to breathe, and then I'm like, nope, that one wasn't good, huh?
I give them 20 minutes, and I'm like, ah. Like, it's not like I've ever had a successful tweet, like a tweet that's had like a million, you know.
Oh, hell no.
But then if like something isn't liked in the first like 20 minutes, I'm like, I just delete that. And it's like, what am I hoping for? It's like, but you know what? It's really your own mind telling you it's not good. Because in reality, none of our tweets do well.
Yeah.
So it's your own mind telling you, see, I told you it was a bad idea, and you're like, okay, mind.
Yeah.
It's that part of you pushed down.
So, back to Christmas, because I have an interesting... I have... sorry. Ahead. I'm just going to fucking bear it right back.
Before, I want to hear your story.
Because fucking... I've been wanting to talk to you about this. So, my mom usually gets me... Like, on Christmas, usually just gets me, like, an Amazon gift card, like, a couple $100 on it or something. You got your thing in your mouth, don't you? All right, I don't care. Usually gets me like something like that, like every year. But this year, like, and usually asks me like if that's what I want. Like, I usually have a good idea what's coming from my mom. And this year didn't really get asked at all. Like,
oh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, I was like, well, I just assumed, oh, she's just going to get me an Amazon gift card, because that's usually what she does. She's not even going to ask this year. She just knows what I want.
Right.
Nope. That's not at all what happened.
What happened? I have to know. I need to know.
So one of the main things, well, they got me, she got me a nice gift certificate to
Applebee's.
Longhorn.
Okay.
Which is
much better than Applebee's.
Oh, yeah, much better than Applebee's. But also... got me 5 DVDs.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Comedy DVDs.
Okay, let me go through them.
Of clean comedy. No, I'm gonna go through them for you.
Okay.
I'll let you see.
But them. Hand them to me as you go through.
I'll let you go through them.
But start at the top.
Well, I'm just gonna give a little. Basically, got me clean.
As a hint.
Yeah, hasn't seen me do stand up in like a year, but has been wanting me to clean up my act. For
Look
a while.
How clean these people are.
So got me John Panette.
Hilarious.
Which is hilarious, but he's not even super clean. Like, really, I haven't watched him in a while, but I feel like he cusses and stuff.
He's dead. He, and that's special, actually. I say nay nay, that's a very funny special.
So, yeah.
And I wouldn't put it on a list of, like, significant comedy specials, say it is hilarious.
Then she got me Brian Regan, the epitome of hyperbole.
Okay, that's not so bad.
And then Jim Gaffigan, Mr. Universe.
It's good.
So when I go through all these, though, I'm like thinking...
So these are normal. These are
good. One, I'm thinking that's normal. Two, I'm thinking, Mom, you have Netflix. You know I have Netflix.
That's true.
All of those are on Netflix.
Hint, Patrick.
Therefore, I have seen all of these
specials. She's seen them, too, and she's decided they're acceptable. And then there was a point where she looked over at your dad and went... Why can't Patrick do this?
They're divorced.
Kind of
they don't talk.
Well, it's the point where she looked over at the weird doll she keeps.
My stepdad who hates me.
My stepdad loves me. Well, sorry. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. That was like the meanest thing I've ever said. That was not... I'm sorry, Patrick.
Well, that was great.
That was like the meanest thing I've ever said to anybody.
Good for you, buddy. I'm glad life's working out for you.
I'm sorry. But when did she marry him?
They've been married for... I don't know. Probably 12, 13 years. Probably.
Sorry, Patrick.
Probably 12 years, something like that.
I want a dick, then. If you don't...
Oh, I don't care. No, it's fine. But the real cherries in the box. She got me two more DVDs. The Comedy Bus presents Laugh Out Loud. At the top of the DVD, it says, "The most fun you'll have until you get to heaven."
Oh my God, I'm going to die. Hold on a second. I don't want to have another hamburger moment.
They're both...
Can I see it?
Yes, you can see both of them. They're different comedians on both of them. There's two of them.
You get to heaven. Holy shit, that is funny. Whoa, is that the guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway? No, it's definitely not. Oh my God.
The best in clean and family-friendly comedy.
Now this is funny. 3 explanation points. That's definitely not from a blog.
From Shonda Pierce, whoever the fuck that is.
Wait, it's on the back of this one too?
Yeah.
It's the same review.
It's not the same thing. The middle part's different, but that the review.
No, I know. That's what's funny is it's two different things, and the one person said the same thing.
And the thing is they don't even credit whoever she is or where she's coming from or why we should know.
No, it's totally just a person. It's probably like the executive producer. Can I read the back of this?
No, that's somebody's wife. That's one of the comedian's wife. Oh, go for it. I haven't actually read the back of it yet.
Okay. Are you ready to laugh your socks off? What? You're not wearing socks. Well, you better put some on and get ready to lose them. Because Laugh Out Loud is ready to take you for a ride. You will experience Clito Rodriguez, the funniest man to tunnel under the Mexican border. Oh my God. All right. Your sides will hurt as musical funny guy Paul Aldrich and comedy duo Bean and Bailey teach you how to have more fun than a guitar should be allowed. What? Will teach you to have more fun with a guitar than should be allowed by law. There should be allowed law. That is a typo.
There is a typo in there.
Should be allowed law. Wow, nobody even proofread this.
Why would you?
Some of which is illegal in California. That's a joke about California being liberal. Comedy superstars Robert G. Lee and Richard Prater round out the night with insanity that will make your head spin.
Oh, I got Robert G. Lee on this one, too.
And when you think it's about over, Mike G. Williams delivers a bit that would leave you on the floor looking for those socks.
Oh, I got Mike G. Williams on this one, too.
This is totally they did do like a sock callback. Red, yeah. There's a sock callback. This is totally like a Rednecks of Comedy, but it's like the Christian Guys of Comedy or something.
Yeah.
This is not same... Lame old haha. This is not same lame old haha. That's another error. It's supposed to say either some or the same, lame old haha. This is not same, lame old... Oh my god, nobody even proofread this. This is not same, lame old haha. This is high speed... Ellipses. Stupid people use ellipses. This high speed, nonstop hilarity... Wow. Okay, read this. This not same... This not same, lame... This not... This is not same, lame old haha... This high-speed, non-stop hilarity at its finest. They, like, outsource the back of this
thing. Wow, dude, I think a fucking call center guy in India fucking wrote that.
I'm gonna read it. This is not same old haha.
Why?
This high-speed, non-stop hilarity at finest.
Your Indian accent is terrible.
Okay, hold on a second. This not same now old haha.
Now you're Chinese.
This same high-speed, non-stop hilarity at finest. I didn't do the R thing. It's not racist.
Why did you pull your eye as you did that? Like, you did, like, you were squinting. My eye. You did. You did this.
I did not do that.
You pulled on the edge of your eye to make one eye squinty.
I didn't do that, Patrick.
You did too, you fucking liar.
Shut up, Patrick. This might just be too funny to view in one setting. One setting, like a setting on your computer, not sitting. So check with your doctor to make sure you're...
One setting.
This might just be too funny to view in one setting. So check with your doctor to make sure your heart is healthy enough to watch this.
Please do that.
It's funny because it has, like, jokes that are, like...
Not well written.
But, well, the jokes are, like... Are, like, jokes that I would expect an American to write. Like, not in California... Mm-hmm. Like, check with your doctor, because it'll stop your heart. But then it's written like a call center guy. So I think just the fucking idiot wrote this. I don't think like a...
No, it's...
Like a foreign person wrote this at all. It's not...
Really, let's see if mine is as bad. Okay, so here's the one that I've got.
All right.
So here's nine... Okay, so it's got the Now This Is Funny, Chanda Pierce. Now here's nine of the best...
Nine.
Here's nine of the best of the very best in clean comedy. Okay, yeah, they just used best way too much. The ever wacky...
Nine of the best of the best of the best?
Here's nine of the best of the very best in clean comedy.
Okay.
So the best of the very, very best. These are some of the best of some of those.
Oh, my God.
So they're killing it right now. The ever wacky Christy Byers will leave you calling out for mercy, ... But none will be given, as Mr. Big Hands himself.
What? Is this a fucking snuff? No mercy will be given to Cindy, as Mr. Big Hands himself will finish her.
This is a dirty porn just concealed as a Christian comedy DVD.
Mr. Big Hands.
... Leland Clayson shows us... How the Canadians rule the physical comedy world.
Oh, it's like his whole thing is a
statement.
I got big hands.
Hamburger. Big hands.
We really are the best. Even hamburger is better than that.
Then move into the witty observations of ridiculousness with the comic duo of Dave and Brian. But wait, ... We round out the show with even more funny from Gordon, parentheses, Preacher Boy, Douglas. Then you get a helping of America's favorite dynamic duo of comedy, Bean and Bailey. Oh. We will include a dose of Hollywood hitman, comedy writer, Robert G. Lee.
Hollywood hitman?
I guess.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
What's Robert G. Lee called in this? Superstar. Okay, keep going.
And if you ask really nicely, Michael G. Williams will share his secret instructions on how to swallow and pass a dinosaur. Yes, that is nine. Count them nine. Nine very funny people for you to laugh with and love. This is faith and family friendly. This faith and family friendly DVD is funnier than a VW bug filled with 13 monkeys. Four plastic bananas, and an open can of itching powder. What the fuck?
Wow.
You will also get some extra interview funnies from your favorite comedians at no additional charge. As if additional charge was an option with the DVD.
This is funnier than monkeys with cheese.
No, that it was 13 monkeys in a V-dub bug.
It's just like random with stupid four shit.
So you're going to have 13 angry monkeys because you gave them four plastic bananas. Those are just going to be pissed off
and
monkeys.
And itching powder.
And itching powder. So they're going to be itchy, hungry, aggravated monkeys. And it doesn't sound like fun at all.
Oh my god, people buy this.
My mom bought it for me.
People spend money on this.
And at some point, I'm going to open them and watch
them. Wait, were you done? I would like to watch them with you. I would like...
No, because I'm going to steal all my material from these DVDs.
You know what? One joke did sound funny.
And the thing is, my mom gave me these and goes, maybe you can get some ideas from here. I don't know what that means.
I'm silent. I'm shocked. I'm in awe right now.
I know. Me too.
You know what? You know what kind of did sound kind of funny? The dinosaur thing? And the reason it sounded funny to me is because it said he's going to teach you how to eat and pass a dinosaur.
Yeah.
That, to me, sounds like, you know those things you buy at the dollar store and you put them in water and they grow big?
That's what it's going to be.
So that's kind of funny, the idea that you eat one of those and it's small and then, like, you can't shit it out.
Because you guess how it works?
I've done them before.
Really? Have you ate one?
No.
That's what I meant.
I think that's kind of a funny idea, though, that you eat something that's small and it becomes gigantic inside you.
We should do that. Shit it out.
I don't think I would never do that as a bit. We should do that. You know what else we should do? You know the things where they talk over movies? We should do that for these.
That would be great. Do it.
In fact, we should make that our thing, where we heckle comedians, but we put it on YouTube. But not as a heckle. We don't always use the word heckle. We don't encourage heckling. We just do, like, we just fucking talk over it.
Basically a fucking Benson comic interruption thing. I'd be down to do that. We high-fived on it. I think that means it's a real thing now.
I did not pull my eyes back when I did the Asian accent.
You pulled one eye back.
That's true. I had to get in character.
But you finally... But I don't know why you were going for Asian. You were going for an Indian voice.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, you get Asian call centers, huh?
Nah.
You buy nicer products than me, I guess.
That just... What a grammatical disaster.
Yeah, it really was. I need to fucking send that to my mom and be like, look at what you're encouraging. Look at all these errors in this.
First of all, ellipses. You know how I feel about ellipses.
I know you're not a fan.
I feel like only stupid people use ellipses. Not only.
You have a very, very strong reaction to them.
If you ever use an ellipses to replace a period, or a hyphen, or parentheses, or question mark, or anything where there's a readily available thing that ellipses were not created for, and there's already a fucking punctuation mark, you might be retarded.
It's for a long pause, isn't it?
Yes.
Or for, like, in legal writing, which I'm sure is what bothers you, is that it's because things were omitted.
Or in any kind of nonfiction writing, when you're quoting.
It's showing an omission of information.
Yes, and I get it for the long pause, but there's not need to be a long pause between, this is not the same old ha-ha, this is a high-speed, non-stop hilarity, it's fine. It doesn't need to be, this is not same old ha-ha. Listen,
when this was written...
This high-speed, non-stop hilarity, I was doing a long pause.
A very, very large man... recorded that, like, spoke it, and they recorded his long pauses. He was breathing. Those ellipses are actually...
No, I feel like people use ellipses when they don't know what the fuck to do. I've noticed that from Facebook. I've noticed that from all kinds of social media. People use ellipses when they don't know what the fuck to do. And it's fine sometimes. You don't always have to do... I'm not a grammar Nazi. I'm terrible. I don't spell things right. I don't use proper grammar. I don't speak properly. I don't write properly. But ellipses bother me. Because I notice that people use them, they'll write a giant paragraph, and they'll never have a fucking period.
I feel
never
like you've ranted about this on the show before.
I have. I'll quit. Here we go again.
I feel like we had...
New Year, same shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like we had an ellipses and comma debate.
That's true. Let's quit. Let's just quit. Let's quit this conversation. We're killing it. This is a good episode.
You think so?
I think it's a good episode.
Think so?
Yeah.
I haven't been confident in a while, but I don't want to shoot this down for you.
I'm sorry for saying that your stepdad didn't love you.
Oh, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
He loves you deep down.
No, I don't think he does.
I'll stop bringing it up.
Oh, I don't care.
I felt so mean when I said
that. I don't know why you feel that way. I'm sitting there saying, like, no, he...
It's pretty mean.
I don't think he likes me.
It's like if someone said, just take out step. If you just said, my mom doesn't love me, and instead of saying, I'm sure
she doesn't either.
Okay. Let's back up. Let's say you said, let's say that I said, my mom doesn't love me.
I know, you're just bragging.
What would, no, I said, my mom doesn't love me.
I know.
You wouldn't, most normal people would say, I'm sure she does. Or would say, that's not true. They wouldn't go, well, my mom loves me. Like, it's both acknowledging
you would. What you
just said. I know I would.
You, like, you're a fucking one-upper.
Jesus, dude.
Don't make fun of my roaches.
A roach? Is this a roach, Patrick?
It is.
Drugs don't lead to school. That's the term, right?
No, but they make
school. Only fools do drugs.
They make school more interesting.
I wish.
Well, as long as you don't take math classes. Drugs aren't fun with math.
I heard Carl Sagan did a lot of drugs.
That's possible.
Smokes a lot of pot.
That makes sense.
I'm a terrible person, Patrick.
I know.
I have a deep, dark soul.
I know.
I don't have to leave when we're done, do I?
I mean, I'm going to kick you out.
God damn it.
I'm going to release the hounds.
Do you live in fear?
Release the hounds.
Do you live in fear of what people are saying on Facebook, Patrick?
About me? Or just in general?
About you.
Nobody talks about me.
Who are these people? Why are they adding me? Do they want to get into my friends list and fuck up my life? Who are they, Patrick?
Oh, I almost blurted something out that I was like, oh, no, don't talk about that on the podcast. I have a weird ad to tell you about that I'm not sure what the fuck it is or why it's happening.
A weird ad?
Yeah, no, I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, ad, like a friend ad.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it privately.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not privy to it, podcast listener.
I
want
to
tell you, I'm just worried that the wrong people will hear me talking about them.
I bet 3 people stop listening this month as a New Year's resolution.
I hope so. We're probably ruining a lot of people's lives right now.
No, this is going to be a year of growth. This is going to be a year of harmony. This is the year of the sheep, according to the Chinese.
Is it?
Yeah, this has got to be like the worst year, right? Like, I can think of more good things about rats than I can sheep.
Yeah!
Can you name like one good thing about sheep? I heard the Chinese people were inducing labor. So they have kids last year and not this year. Because they're freaking out. Nobody wants to have a kid in the year of the sheep.
Because the sheep's just like a follower.
But what are everything in China is supposed to be about balance.
That's true. I don't know.
Year of the sheep, goat
rape. What's good about sheep? They have wool. Makes good pillows and coats and stuff.
They're good at grazing.
Basically everything that's good about sheep involves either taking parts of them or killing them and then taking parts of them.
Oh, wow. This is okay. What year were you born in?
85.
What year is that? Year of the dragon, probably?
I don't know.
Horse?
Yeah, because I keep track of the fucking Chinese calendar and what it means for me.
My sisters are
rabbit. I don't know. Look up what was the Chinese year for 1985.
First, I want to read what sheep are about. Strengths.
I mean, they're about helping people go to sleep more than anything.
I've been counting. Counting some fucking sheep people. Everyone's a sheep person.
What happened to that? I don't feel like people talk about that anymore. When they're having trouble going to sleep.
That.
When's the last time you heard somebody talking about that? Like,
because now people watch TV.
Is that what it is? Is people just stand and watch TV? Sleep.
We have the incandescent light bulb. In fact, I would assume that phrase is from before the incandescent light bulb. I think people now don't want to sleep. Just don't fucking sleep. But I think back in the day, when you had literally no way of having light.
But it wasn't not being able to, or it wasn't not wanting to sleep, it was not being able to sleep.
Correct, but now if you're not able to sleep, you don't have to sleep.
Who counts sheep because they don't want to sleep? Do you count sheep because you're like,
no, I'm
going to stay up tonight, I'm going to count some imaginary sheep.
Exactly.
There goes one, there goes two,
you're
there
proving
goes three. You stop eating and jump, motherfucker. You're holding up the goddamn, like,
fuck
four,
you, sheep.
Five.
Yeah. Oh, that's a goat. Okay, so no, this is, you're proving my point right now. Nobody goes to sleep unless they want to go to sleep anymore. You don't have to go to sleep. If you don't want to be in bed, you don't go to bed.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a have-to situation. It's not a...
That's why I'm saying the term probably comes from when you had to.
No, it was when they weren't able to. Like, you can't fall asleep. It's doing something repetitive to relax your mind.
You're thinking of references to the term. I'm saying the term came from when you had no choice, from when the sun went down and you had to go to sleep.
Oh, you're saying, like, well, you didn't have to. They had candles.
Yeah, but not if, you know what I mean? Not if, you know, other
they
people were saving a little room.
There's things to do to stay up.
How did you fuck? How did Little House in the Prairie fuck? How did they do that?
Quietly, on the other end of the room.
How do you make so many kids when you can't even fuck loud?
Well, you fuck quietly. Because, I mean, you're all in the same room.
Do you think women think about the night they got pregnant?
Like, in any way? In, like, infamy, it's like D-Day for them?
Or, like, in any way, like, well, it's worth it, or no, it wasn't worth it, or, you know what I mean?
I'm sure I think about it.
You know the night that you had your son?
I know, I mean, yeah. I mean, I know that, well,
was it worth it?
I don't know that. I look back, and I'm pretty, I have it narrowed down to within a couple days. Yeah. I know when it was.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's my D-Day. That's my personal 9/11.
The defenses are down.
That's when the towers, that's when my personal towers fell.
Wow. Basically, the people born in the year of the sheep are timid, but strength, they're also pessimistic. They basically suck. Their whole life sucks.
Who?
People born in the year of the sheep.
Oh, what was my year?
All right, let's check.
85.
1985.
We're going to wind calendar. It down on this.
I'm year of the tiger, by the way. I think you're dragon, by the way.
I hope so.
Because if I remember correctly, you're the year of the ox.
I'm going to get a sweet gi with an ox on it, then.
The ox...
Is that the karate outfit? It's a gi, right?
It's a gi.
Yeah, I'm going to get a gi with I'm fucking ox on it. I'm just agreeing
with whatever you say.
Oh, you don't know?
Honest nature, patriotism, ideals and ambitions, importance of family and work. These things reflect the traditional characteristics of conservatives.
I'd say I'm batting, like, 80% on that.
With a desire to advance and also great patience.
No, not that second part.
The most disadvantaged trait of the ox is poor communication skills. See, that's not you.
See, I don't think that's me.
They're not good at communicating with others. Right? Wouldn't that be crazy to live in China like 1,000 years ago and you're like really good at something and they're like, ha ha ha, you were born in the year of the ox. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, I'm good at this. And they're like, ha 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 ha.
Nope.
It'd be like, I want to murder everybody. Like, this is crazy. Like, we are so lucky to live when we live right now. That would be insane. That would drive you nuts.
I do think about that a lot. Like, you know what? I'm really kind of lucked out on where I landed, when I landed, for the most part.
There's no better place up to this point in history than where me and you are right now. No.
No,
unless you're royalty or rich.
I would, well...
For a normal person,
no,
there's no better place to be a normal person.
I would vote the 90s was the best time. The late 80s to early 90s was the best time to be.
You haven't lived it out yet.
You're late 20s.
You wait till you get to 80 years old and you get, like, bionic lungs and the 90s people are dead. You wait till that.
That's, I mean...
We were born in the best country at the latest time period that's ever happened, because now is now.
Well, I mean, it's always... That's a weird statement. We were
and
born
I will say,
the latest.
America is the greatest country in the world.
We're on the forefront of time.
And that's not a joke. We're the greatest country in the world, and everyone else can go fuck themselves.
I don't know.
Other countries are cool. We're the greatest country in the world. I truly believe that. I should do some jokes about this. I could be on these DVDs.
You probably could.
America.
Blue collar comedy tour.
Next, Dennis Cheney has ha ha and the laugh laugh. He tells you why America is greater than 10 monkeys on the flying trapeze.
Basically, I just need to write like a clean 15 to get on that DVD.
How do you become those people? Where did those people fucking start? How did that happen?
I mean, there's outlets for if you work clean. And,
where?
I mean, I don't know. We don't,
Branson?
I mean, no. I mean, there's... I don't know. I don't know the exact channels, but there is ways
with to an audience?
Yeah, I mean, I see shit pop up on Facebook talking about opportunities for that.
That's true. Corporate stuff.
That's what I mean. Like, that's kind of... You get your foot in the door that way, and I think your name gets passed around.
When you go to Jim Gaffigan's agency... He's listed as Clean Corporate.
Is he?
It's like one of the first things on the top of the page when you go to his agency's website for booking. Also, it's like a $500,000 for like it. Oh, no, it's like maybe like $5 million. I don't know. It's a lot of money.
Oh, I'm sure at this point, yeah, it's probably a shit ton of money.
To but one of the first things on the page is Clean Corporate. I bet he does a lot of corporate shit you never hear about.
I bet he did.
Which is fine, whatever.
Well, not at this point, probably, but I bet earlier on...
Oh, I bet he still does.
You think he still does?
Oh, I bet he still speaks. I bet fucking Xerox has Jim Gaffigan in on their picnic, and he's making like $1 million for it. I guarantee you he does that all the time. Probably. All the time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you?
I'm not faulting him at all.
Oh, no, that's the thing.
I'm just saying you normally think of Jim Gaffigan as clean, but I'm saying his agency...
If you're able to do that and be hilarious without... being dirty or
yeah.
raunchy, yeah, you can clean up that way.
I'm jealous.
I really am. I just, like, that's not me.
But I also want to make myself laugh.
That's the thing, and I don't know that I would like anything I'd be doing. And so how would I ever know to... I don't know that I could ever write it, because I would never know that I'd feel confident to go try it, because it wouldn't be funny to me, so how do I go even try this?
Everything you find funny is not necessarily going to work, but you should find everything you eventually do funny.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll hate your life. And I'm not saying that because I'm some kind of comedian expert. I'm a novice. I'm an amateur.
I know.
I've been this for 2 years. I'm just saying that as a person in life. You can't live your whole fucking life doing shit you hate. So it should be exactly the same comedy. So, you know.
Sorry, Mom.
Love you, Dave.
Oh, man. Are you ready to wrap this shit up, buddy?
Yeah.
You got anything going on coming up?
Do I got anything going on?
Yeah.
No. I'll be teaching an LSAT course. January 28th for my employer. I will not name.
Right on, I guess.
You know what? I do have shows all over. It's just cut the charade. I never know. I'm terrible. I don't think about it till the week of.
Yeah, you aren't.
I'm terrible.
You are.
Part of the show is painful. Just follow me at Dennis Cheney at Twitter.
Do you even post stuff there?
All the time.
I'm up to 800
tweets.
About your shows?
Sure, why not? All the time.
Right on. This
is self-promotion. I'm promoting my Twitter. I
don't even know what I have going on. I'm doing something at the Hookah House coming up. Possibly.
Why am I not doing that?
In the competition or whatever?
There's a competition.
Yeah, he's doing some competition over the next few months.
And I'm not involved?
I don't know. I think he put something up on Facebook.
I don't feel like Dominic likes me.
You think everybody doesn't
like me? He's listening right now. Dominic, I don't feel like anyone likes me, bro.
Well, if he's listening, he fucking knows that already.
That's true. Dominique's funny.
Look, I'll be doing that. I'll be Dominique at Davis. Stanford's every Wednesday doing the Closure Podcast. I don't remember who's coming up. I know we got Adam Richman coming up. I'm doing Greg Warren tomorrow night, which that'll be on iTunes, I guess. By the time you hear this, that'll already be up. So, yeah, check me out on Glazier Unfiltered, too. Other than that, I mean, like the show.
Big things coming. We got plans. We're just not going to talk about it on the show.
That's right. Leave you in anticipation. Until then, hamburger.
This has been a Phase Media Podcast. Find us online at justaphase.com. That's Phase with a mother effin' F. Phase.